Here's your daily news roundup from 97.9 WGBW.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. They may call themselves the Birds, but it was a dogfight at Lambeau last night with no points on the board at all for the whole first half of the game. The Packers came close, but a missed field goal with 2 seconds on the clock sealed the deal. The Eagles came out on top with a final score of 10-7. A suspect in a Chicago to Green Bay drug ring pleaded not guilty in court yesterday as a court backlog delays his preliminary hearing for more than a year. 36-year-old James Granberry faces 14 charges, including 3 of manufacture or delivery of fentanyl, amphetamines, and cocaine. Granberry was arrested last July. At least 47 other people are also facing charges from the drug bust last summer. Preliminary hearings are typically held within 10 days, but due to the state's inability to find an attorney for Granberry, the hearing was repeatedly delayed, leading to his case becoming an example of the backlog in the court system. The State Court of Appeals is considering Granberry's request to have the case against him dismissed, arguing his constitutional rights were unduly violated by the 15-month delay in scheduling the preliminary hearing. If last night's game fired up your Packers pride, how'd you like to show up for work at 1265 Lombardi Avenue, same place that Coach LaFleur and Jordan Love do? Well, you've got the chance to do just that at the Packers job fair tomorrow. The organization is looking for new seasonal employees to join the legendary Lambeau Field experience. The walk-in job fair is being held in the atrium at Lambeau Field tomorrow from 4 to 6 p.m. A variety of positions are available for job seekers who want to be part of the football season, including seasonal Packers game day roles in guest services and security. Interviews will be conducted on site. It is Veterans Day, a time to honor all who've served. But did you know this national holiday has Wisconsin roots? Civic Media's Terry Barr explains.
His name is Harvey Higley. And if you haven't heard of him, there's a good reason. The Marinette County man's story had been lost until recently.
Harvey is an amazing guy and has an impact on us every year, and nobody knows about it. Harvey graduated from the University of Wisconsin in 1915, and just 2 years later, he found himself in the battlefields of France. He went over for World War I. It left such an indelible impression on him.
Todd Pritchard is with the Wisconsin Alumni Association and tells me as he was digging into Higley's background, he found some amazing history. He led the State American Legion, and later Higley served as head of Veterans Affairs under President Dwight Eisenhower.
He thought, how can we really dedicate a day to veterans? Created a bill to change Armistice Day to Veterans Day. And that's what we celebrate now every year.
Harvey Higley is worth remembering. It's the Wisconsin man's work ensuring our nation never forgets to honor our veterans.
Veterans Day is a federal holiday, but Wisconsin is the only state in the U.S. that does not recognize Veterans Day as a state holiday. Lawmakers have been working to change that for years, but have been unable to get bipartisan support. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.fm, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Packers lose to the Eagles. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports from Lambeau Field, where the Packers folded 10-7 to the Philadelphia Eagles. For a second week in a row, Green Bay's offense failed to generate enough points. Quarterback Jordan Love.
Got to get back to the drawing board. Same thing as last week, you know, get back to the film session, try and find ways to figure out what we're not doing as well right now, what's kind of keeping us in a funk and not letting us kind of get into a rhythm.
Packers head coach Matt LaFleur asked if he's concerned about his future.
You don't have a long-term extension. With the way things have gone this season, do you think you're coaching for your job?
I'll leave that for everybody else to decide. I'll just focus on the day-to-day. And I feel like you're always coaching for everything in this league.
Packers center Elgton Jenkins left the game in the second quarter after fracturing a bone in his lower leg. NBA, the Bucks beat the Mavericks 116-114 in Dallas. They play the Hornets in Charlotte tomorrow night. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
After a flurry or two this morning, it's going to stay mostly cloudy here through the day today. Kind of chilly, too, with a high of only 42 this afternoon. The wind southwest at around 10 to 20. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We're going to drop into the low to mid-30s. Tomorrow, the sunshine returns with a high in the mid-40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Green Bay News Roundup from 97.9 WGBW. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. And find more news anytime at WGBW.FM.